Today, two shiny aluminum trailers begin the first leg of a cross-country journey. The Airstream campers have been converted into mobile recording studios. They're part of a project called StoryCorps, which is capturing an oral history of America.
If the world today would be like Coney Island was at that time, it would be a marvelous thing.
What was my mom like growing up?
Your mom was just like you when she grew up.
Was she well-behaved?
Kind of. Like you.
I was playing my bagpipes, and your mother was in the audience. She saw my legs and fell for them. I had my kilt on.
The idea behind StoryCorps is simple. Friends, neighbors, family members walk into a soundproof booth and interview each other for 40 minutes.
I'm Caitlin. I'm 10, and right now I'm being interviewed by my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How is being a parent changed?
The conversations are recorded on CD. One copy goes to the storytellers with permission. Another goes to the Library of Congress. Some of the best interviews go to Morning Edition.
I think it really was because I stopped, like, having all this focus on myself, you know, like me. Suddenly there was you.
Do you really truly love me?
Oh, my God. With, like, my heart, the next door neighbor's heart, the people around the corner's heart, with everything I have, I love you.
Honestly.
You may have already heard a few of the StoryCorps interviews on this program. They were recorded in a booth in New York's Grand Central Terminal. This Friday and every Friday for the next year, we hear more stories from New York and interviews from all over as the StoryCorps trailers crisscross the nation.
We're 2,200 interviews into the project now just at Grand Central, and I'm just amazed every single day something new happens.
That's David Isay. He's the creator of StoryCorps. The idea for the project grew out of a documentary he produced for NPR more than a decade ago. The documentary was called Ghetto Life 101.
I gave two kids in Chicago tape recorders and asked them to record a diary of their lives growing up in the projects.
Who is my father?
Your father is a fella named Toby Flipper. He seen you when you was about 2. And I ain't seen him since.
What do you think happened to him?
He probably dead.
Thank you.
Okay.
They took the tape recorders and interviewed family members without me there. And I saw the kind of connections that doing these interviews made for these kids.
David Isay modeled StoryCorps after an oral history project conducted in the 1930s by the Works Progress Administration, the WPA.
And I look over my box of fish or whatever amount I have and look at the different kinds, and then I try to find words to rhyme with each kind of fish. Fish man, 5 cents a pound. Folks, I sell them all over town. Come
the WPA interviews were conducted by historians. StoryCorps encourages friends and family members to ask the questions. If they get stuck, a facilitator is there to help. The interviews have been wide-ranging. AIDS, civil rights, the Holocaust, family members recently lost.
So this is the ring that my father gave to my mother, and so I thought that I would give it to you so that he could be with us for this also. So,
Deborah, will you please marry me?
Yeah, of course. I love you.
So, kids, this is how your mother and I got married, in a booth in Grand Central Station.
One StoryCorps interview in New York. The mobile StoryCorps booths will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, and then on to Charlottesville, Virginia. Other stops on the first leg of their journey, Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, and Seattle. To find out when a mobile recording studio is coming to your town, visit NPR.org. Excerpts from StoryCorps interviews will be heard on Morning Edition every Friday for the next year, beginning this Friday.